May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and traditionally this Sunday is known as Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice in Latin. And often on this Sunday, in the Roman tradition and sometimes in our tradition also, we will use a rose or a pink-colored candle to make this Sunday distinct from the other Sundays of Advent. And for us today, the readings, most of the readings and the hymns sound that tune of rejoicing. There's some dissonance in that tune for me, and I think probably for many of us, or maybe all of us, though this weekend. It seems to be particularly difficult to rejoice when the nation is in mourning with the horrible tragedy and senseless violence that happened just 2 days ago. So I just want to say that perhaps because of that, our need for God is even clearer. I know mine is. And I found the collect particularly helpful in my prayers over the past couple days. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, come and be with us. Zephaniah sounds rejoicing, and we heard that rejoicing also in the first song of Isaiah and the letter to the Philippians. And in fact, on first reading, it may seem that the good news for today is almost completely in those first three readings. The gospel sounds a very different note to us. So Zephaniah speaks of a great reversal of fortunes. The oppressed will be freed. Judgments are removed by God. All the enemies have been turned away. And even those who were ashamed will be so changed by God, so transformed, that they themselves will be cause for praise and rejoicing for those around them. Those who have wandered far from home, often not by their own choice, will be gathered home by God. A writer called William Brown writes that home is a destination as well as a direction. God is our home, and homesick is what we are. If we are homesick for God, then the good news of Advent is that we are about to come home. Isaiah's words ring out across the ages as if in response to Zephaniah's prophecy. Cry out, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy, for the Great One in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. And then Paul, who sounds like he's practically up on tiptoe, saying, rejoice. A couple of weeks ago in our house, when we started putting out some Advent decorations, I asked John to get our mitten rack out of the garage. It's an iron, it's about this high. And so we actually put that up, no kidding. Now, we don't wear mittens in Florida, but this is from our time in Maine, and it has a little heart at the top, and it's got these arms that go out to the sides, and I thought, well, it has kind of a nice shape, and maybe I can use it to hang some decorations on. So as I began to put things on this mitten tree by our front door, I was reminded of the Christmas and Advent 6 years ago when our dog, Annie, was a puppy, and we lived in Maine. She was about 7 months old. She was a big, lanky, black and tan puppy. She's mostly German Shepherd, but her ears are down much of the time, so she probably has some lab or some husky in her as well. A lot of times she goes around with one ear up and one ear down, which is very cute. And occasionally she can raise both her ears for a very short time at one time. Well, that winter in Maine, shortly after we put that mitten rack up by the front door, one morning I was upstairs and I heard the most horrible racket downstairs. It was clanging and banging. I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on? I ran downstairs and Annie had gotten her collar stuck on the iron mitten rack, which was this tall. And she was running around the house at high speed, knocking over chairs. And we had a roundabout there so you could go to all the rooms, including the dining room with the china cabinet. And luckily, John caught her right before she and the mitten rack were headed into the china cabinet. Well, suffice it to say that had an effect on Annie. And after that day, she was sure that this mitten rack was alive. And not only that it was up to no good. So when any of us went anywhere near it, she would bark, a warning bark. And the first time I went over near the front door, she barked a warning at me, and I didn't pay attention. And so when I didn't listen, she came over, you know, like trying to not get too close to the mitten rack, but she grabbed my sleeve, and she pulled me back. So from that terrible monster. It was lovely to be guarded with so much devotion. And I was reminded of that image of guarding because Paul tells us of being guarded. He uses that word in his letter, not by a German shepherd, of course, but by God. Listen to this, because we hear this a lot, but this is a different wording, and this is the word that Paul used. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I love that image. The peace of God as something very active and alive, guarding our hearts and minds, keeping us focused on Christ, helping us to avoid the trap of worry, of wasting our energies on things we cannot control. The peace of God guarding us with devotion, like our dog Annie guards us from the monsters of our own making. And what of John the Baptist this Sunday? Where is the good news in this gospel full of judgment? First of all, John tells the people to do something to respond to God. Not to just sit there and claim to be children of Abraham and not do anything. And the examples he gives them are all things we can do. If you have two coats and enough food, share with the ones who don't. Be fair and honest in your work. And at the end of his exhortation to the people, John tells them of the coming of one who is greater than they can imagine, one who will baptize them with the Holy Spirit and with fire. God is our home. And so on this third Sunday of Advent, we can rejoice because God is near. Emmanuel, God with us, is soon to be born again in our hearts. In the meantime, and for all time, God offers us the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that the world cannot give, the peace that will guard our hearts and minds from our distractions, from worry, and from fear. Amen.
Amen.